Some days you just want to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort, reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll always look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. And I'm glad to be back with you guys for another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. You can follow us at Ethos Fantasy NBA and at Sports Ethos for all your fantasy breaking news and notes, all that good stuff. You know, on the Box Score Breakdown, we recap the games of the night. Tonight, we had a nice 7-game slate. You know, there's Wednesday's recap. So the season ends Friday for us. So the season's almost over. It's possible you guys are still in fantasy matchups. You should not be. But if you are, be prepared for this nice 7-game slate. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. First game, and tonight, it was a lot of. Let's just say it was a very predictable night tonight. Everyone you would have expected to won. So the Cavs defeated the Hawks 122-116. The Hawks are playing very well, but tonight their starters were kind of lackluster. Onyeka Okongwu, 18 points. He had a nice shooting game, 7-for-10 from the field, but only 5 rebounds and 1 block. Jalen Johnson, 12 points, 11 boards, 6 assists, 1 steal. If you've been keeping up with Jalen Johnson, that's a down game and a bit of a surprising game for him. He went 4-for-16 from the field. So the shot was not there for Jalen Johnson tonight. 0-for-5 from 3. But, you know, everyone has an off night, so it's okay. CJ McCollum was right there with him, 6-for-16 from the field. 12 points as well. 4 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. You love that, but the shooting. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, 25 points, 4 boards, 2 steals. He did show up, played great. Dyson Daniels, 12 points. That's 3 starters with 12 points each. 12 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, and 1 block. So, you know, you're not going to be the contending team in your conference when you have stats like that in your starting lineup. The bright spot was, in addition to Nickeil Alexander-Walker, was Jonathan Kuminga, who played 30 minutes off the bench, had 24 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, and that's the Kuminga we want to see more often. Now, he's been banged up. He's been in and out of the lineup with consistent minutes, but tonight, 30 minutes, 24 points, shot over 50% from the field. So, and a lot of times when Kuminga does well, Jalen Johnson is not doing so well. So that's the concern there. Can they play together? But I think they just need to be fully healthy and play more often with each other. And we'll see what this team can do. But in the real life basketball, it's a great thing that Kuminga is doing well now, because that just adds more firepower for them once they get rolling in the playoffs. And Zachary Richechet was a DNP. That's right. First pick in the draft. Completely lost his spot. You know, Muhammad Gay played. Gabe Vincent played. Corey Kispert barely played. But Gabe Vincent did have 10 points off the bench. But Buddy Hield, DNP. It's crazy right now. Asa Newell, first round pick from this year. So they have a ton of talent on this team, but they are not prioritizing development right now. They're trying to win games. So you can see that. And I don't know if that's the right call or not. I'm going to say it's not the right call because the Hawks are not going anywhere. So, I mean, you kind of need to figure out, is Zachary Richechet a guy you want to hold on to? invest more in or move on from. You kind of have to figure it out. Y'all make the pick, you got to figure it out. All right, for the Cavs, Jared Allen, 16-8 with 2 steals. Just happy to see him out there. Evan Mobley, 22 points, 19 huge rebounds, and 3 blocks. That's what we want to see from Evan Mobley. That's what can have him in, you know, all NBA first, second, third team type of decisions. That's a tremendous game right there from Evan Mobley. James Harden, 21 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. And Donovan Mitchell, 31 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, and a block. So when you listen to those numbers, you hear the Hawks, 12, 12, 12, 12, 25. And then you have 16, 22, 21, 31. You could tell who won the game. And the bench players were solid. No one was really a standout. Max Strus, you know, he had been banged up again. He did play 21 minutes, had 8 points. So I'm just happy he's out there. And, you know, Jalen Tyson still out right now. But everyone else, solid. Dean Wade started, had 8 points, 4 boards. So not really anything to note. But he did start over Sam Merrill. Dennis Schroeder, you know, 5 points. But I don't know. I think everyone is ready for the playoffs at this point. Especially a few teams I'm going to get to in a minute. But the Magic defeated the Timberwolves 132-120. And that's expected because there's no Anthony Edwards. There was no Rudy Gobert. So there was no Julius Randle. So this game was, you know, to be expected. Like I said, Joe Ingles started. Had 7 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. Kyle Anderson started 8 points, 7 boards, 2 steals, 2 blocks. You love that all-around production. Danny McDaniels, like I said, 18 points and a steal. Naz Reid, 15 points, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Naz Reid went off. Dante DiVincenzo, 12 points. And he's just really been on a decline probably since the last 40% of the season. You know, the first part of the season, he was being a top 80 guy. And then it just seems like, I don't know what's happened to Dante DiVincenzo, if he's banged up, if he's just exhausted. But it's been a lot of games like this. Like, they're just there. They're not really helping you. And then especially when everyone is out. No Anthony Edwards. No Mike Conley. You know, no Rudy Gobert. No Julius Randle. Dante DiVincenzo. This should have been a 20-plus point game easily. And it didn't happen. Terrence Shannon Jr. is the standout of the night for the T-Wolves. He's played 31 minutes, had 33 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds. And Terrence Shannon Jr., if you're not familiar, an elite prospect, an elite talent, showed signs last year. This year, it just seems like they have had no interest in playing him all year. It has not made sense to me. I don't know if he rubbed someone the wrong way. But it's really good for me to see him get big minutes and produce. And this could be a bright spot for them. And maybe it could help the team in the playoffs. Maybe he could be trusted and play some more. And he'll have a good season next year. I'm not sure, but it was just weird that he wasn't playing. So glad to see Terrence Shannon Jr. go off. Jean Beringer, their first round pick this year, 9 points, 8 boards, 2 blocks. And that's what he can do. If he gets minutes, he is a fantasy producing savant. So he just has that minutes. You know, you know he is there to replace Rudy Gobert once they move off of Rudy Gobert. And I don't think they're going to miss too much of a beat. But, you know, Gobert is a great defensive presence. So it might take Jean Beringer a bit of time to get to that level defensively. But when it comes to points, rebounds, blocks, that should be quite easy for Jean Beringer. Bones Highland did have 9 points, but he also had 5 turnovers. He had a steal and a block, but up and down for Bones. For the Orlando Magic, Paolo Banchero, 20 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, and a steal. Franz Wagner, 17 points and a block. Just happy to see him out there. Wendell Carter Jr., 4.7 boards in 20 minutes. I saw a report he had a nasal fracture. I don't know if that happened in practice or something, or if it happened in this game. But either way, it kind of describes the 20 minutes and the 4 points. So he's banged up right now. He also had a block, which he never gets, but that's good. Desmond Bane, 18 points, 6 assists, 4 boards, and a steal. And Jalen Suggs, 11 points, 2 steals, 4 assists. Everyone on this Magic team played. Tristan Da Silva with 12 points and a block. Gogo Batadze, huge game, 14 points, 15 boards, 6 assists, and a steal off the bench in 22 minutes. And I mean, it may be controversial, but Gogo Batadze always puts up better numbers than Wendell Carter if the minutes are comparable, or if Gogo was to start and Wendell was out. So this, I don't know if the Magic are playing the most talented center on their roster. I think they're playing the biggest name on their roster. Because if Gogo could do this consistently, which I think he can, he probably should be starting over Wendell Carter Jr. And that seems crazy. But Wendell is just, he's going to average 9 points, 7 boards, maybe a block a game. And Gogo Batadze showed you 14, 15, 6 assists, and a steal. He can do so much more. We'll see what they go and what direction they go with that. But it is what it is. Like I said, everyone did play. But Tristan and Goga and Javon Carter were the only players in double figures off the bench. Javon had 11 points and 2 assists. But I will mention Anthony Black. He's back from injury. He was out for like 3 weeks. 16 minutes, 7 points, 5 boards, and 2 blocks. So it's just good to see that he's back out there. And I'm sure it's going to be low minutes until the playoffs start. And he could be coming back a little too late to where he even gets big impact minutes on in the playoffs if they don't trust him, because he only has 2 more days to play basketball. But Anthony Black was having an incredible season, like most improved player. Should have been his to win, but he got hurt. So hopefully Anthony Black will pick it back up. All right, for the next game, the Pistons blew out the Bucks 137-111. And it was the return of Cade Cunningham, which we all were so happy and grateful to see. Because when you have a collapsed lung, it's very scary. But he was back. But for the Bucks, Taurean Prince, 15 points and a block. Usman Jang, 17 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. Jericho Sims had a triple-double in center. 11 points, 11 boards, 10 assists, 2 steals. AJ Green, 4 3-pointers. Ryan Rollins, 23, 6 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Cormac Ryan, another good game, 16 points and a block. 6 for 9 from the field, 3 3-pointers. This young man should be starting for this team. They found something here. And it's no reason they need to be starting Taurean Prince. He's not a foundational piece. You can say the same about AJ Green if you want to. You definitely could say the same about Jericho Sims, even though he had a really nice game. But Cormac Ryan is a bright spot, and they need to keep shining a light on that. For the Pistons, Tobias Harris, 10 points, a steal and a block, 5 rebounds. Duncan Robinson, 20 points, a steal. He made 4 3-pointers. And him, Duncan Robinson, and Kevin Huerter are going to be very effective for this team in the playoffs. Kevin Huerter did not play tonight, but normally one of the other is having a really good game. So if they can get both of them going, it could be lights out. Jalen Duren, 21 points, 9 boards, and a block. Cade Cunningham, like I mentioned, 13 points, 10 assists, 5 boards, a steal and a block in 26 minutes. That's great, great, great to see Cade back. We want to see all our stars healthy. We're so happy that Jason Tatum is back. Dejounte Murray, Cade Cunningham. You know, we just need to get Tyrese Halliburton back. And he did post, you know, just going off topic for a second, Tyrese Halliburton did post he played 5-on-5 for the first time this year today. So that is great to hear, making great progress. And, you know, the Pacers aren't going anywhere. The season's over Friday. So he will be back for next year. But you got to wonder, if the Pacers were in the playoffs, would there be a chance that Tyrese could come back? But the Pacers chose their direction to go for the top five pick. The Celtics were like, let's go for another championship. So, but also Thompson, 10 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Paul Reed, 10 points in 10 minutes and a block. And he's just so effective. You know, that Isaiah Stewart played 11 minutes, had 8 points. And I really think Paul Reed should just be playing more than Isaiah Stewart. Give Paul Reed 20 minutes a night and let Isaiah Stewart get the scraps. He's a better producer. Ron Holland, really nice game. 18 points, 6 for 10 from the field, 2 steals and a block. If you're not familiar with Ron Holland pre-NBA, this guy, he was the 5th pick in the draft, and he should have been maybe higher. Super talented young prospect. He's not really, I don't know if he's not getting the opportunities in Detroit or what's going on. They're teaching him how to play a different type of way or role. But he's a big-time scorer, and he could be very effective. So I just hope to see Ron Holland get more opportunities like this, because he's kind of been hiding in plain sight in Detroit. And I just wonder, if he was somewhere else, would he be flourishing more? Javonte Green, 8 points, 5 boards. And they played everyone on the lineup as well. Dennis Jenkins, 9 points, 5 boards, 6 assists. And, you know, he was starting without Cade, so back to a bench role with Cade. But they didn't need much against the Bucks tonight. Then the Bucks accomplished what they wanted. The Pistons accomplished what they wanted. Next game, another obvious. Denver Nuggets blew out the Memphis Grizzlies 136-119. Taylor Hendricks 16-6 with a steal and a block. Toby Okoni, a name I've never heard before, 15 points and a steal in 33 minutes and started. The Grizz are, they're, this is one of a kind right here from Memphis. Cedric Cowart, great to see him with a breakout performance, 27 points, 6 boards, and a steal. He was trending this way early in the season, got banged up, been up and down, been pretty average, like 14, 15 points per game since then when he does play. But he was trending toward the 20-plus point performances becoming common. So great to see. Jemaah Meshack, 9 points, 7 assists, 3 boards. And, you know, he is one of those guys that was unheralded, but he's been playing very good for this Grizzlies team. So, you know, he deserves to be starting and getting an opportunity. I'm happy for him. I wish he would have shot better tonight, but still, 9-7, not too bad. Walter Clayton, 15 points, 3 assists. No steals or blocks, 50% from the field. And I just want to see Walker Clayton play 30 minutes consistently and have someone believe in him, because very good young prospect. Walker Clayton plays like Jamal Murray when given the opportunity, like pre-NBA he did. We'll see how that will turn out in Memphis, because they have Ja Morant, they have Small, they have Clayton, they have Cam Spencer. And we'll have to see what direction they go in the future, because Walter Clayton was the first-round pick. We'll see. Lucas Williamson off the bench was 16-6. Adama Ball, 12 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals. Derek Whitehead, only 7 points in 28 minutes, but it is good to see him get 28 minutes. Unfortunately, 2 for 10 from the field, but he did have 7 rebounds, so 7-7. And Derek Whitehead, another one of those super talented players. His career has been derailed for injuries. But playing 28 minutes in the NBA shows maybe he'll be okay injury-wise, but now can he get his skill back? For the Nuggets, Aaron Gordon only had 6 points and 6 assists, but also a block, but he wasn't needed. Cam Johnson, 18 points and a steal. Jokic, only 14 points. But he had 16 boards, 10 assists, 2 steals. He did play 31 minutes, but clearly he didn't have to force anything. He only took 8 shot attempts and had a triple-double with 2 steals. Jamal Murray, 26 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, and that's ironic. You know, I didn't think about it when I'm talking about Walter Clayton, plays like Jamal Murray. I would love to see them work out together in the offseason, him get some advice from Jamal Murray, and big brother type of leadership. They're not on the same team, but just, you know, these guys work out in the offseason, similar type of play. That would be great for Walter Clayton. Christian Brown, 14 points and a steal. Off the bench, JV with 14 points, 2 blocks, and 4 boards. Tim Hardaway and Bruce Brown, both 13 points, both 2 assists. Bruce had 2 steals and a block and 7 boards. Tim Hardaway, 4 boards. Julian Strahler, double figures as well, 10 points and a block. And this game was just out of hand so early. And just a reminder, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. If you're listening on the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, don't worry. Up next, Doc and Brew will be recapping and covering all your fantasy analysis. So stay tuned for that. If you're enjoying the Box Score Breakdown, like, subscribe, review, all that good stuff. We record live on X on YouTube. If you have any comments or questions, send them our way. I'll get to them at the end of the show. And without any further ado, the last 3 games, the Spurs defeated the Blazers 112-101. Timani Kamara, 18 points, 6 assists, 3 steals and a block. Great all-around fantasy production in 40 minutes. Denny Avdija, 29-6-6. Donovan Klingon, 11-11 with 3 blocks and a steal. Jrue Holiday, 13-10 with 6 assists. And Scoot Henderson, really nice 20-point game with 3 steals and a block. And, you know, 7-for-20 from the field. That's what his issue is for the most part. Shooting-wise, that's pretty much 33%. You need that efficiency to be higher for Scoot. But everything we know from Scoot is super talented. He's just going to have to work in that area. 3-for-9 from 3, you know. You don't shoot that many 3. You're not a great 3-point shooter, Scoot. So, you know, just becoming a better pro, more effective. You know, when Dame is back next year, I'm sure that will probably help Scoot Henderson in real life. It won't help him in fantasy, but it'll help him in real life become a better player. All right, and for the Spurs, no Wembanyama, but Luke Kornet, 10 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals and a block. De'Aaron Fox, 25-5 with 7 assists and 3 steals. Devin Vassell, 14-8 with 2 steals. Dylan Harper got to start with 13-6 with 4 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Keldon Johnson, 20-8 with 2 steals and a block. And Carter Bryant with 17 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. And, you know, they won by 11, but it was good to still see Carter Bryant get a lot of minutes and Dylan Harper start and be all around effective. They did not need Wemby in this one. And, you know, they're going to have to do something with this 65 game rule. Cause I think last game he missed took him out of the running. If not, it was this one. So it's so many of our best players not going to be award eligible, worthy because of this 65 game rule. Is gonna have to change. So it's they tried to do something good, but it wasn't well thought out. Next game, the Thunder defeated the Clippers 128-110. Isaiah Hartenstein with 10-7 with a block. Chet with 30-14 with 5 assists, 2 steals, 4 blocks. This is all-star Chet. This is the Chet that's like, oh, Wemby and Chet, we want to see this matchup. This is the Chet Holmgren that we all want to see. He hasn't been able to do that for the most of the year. It seems like the Thunder have just been kind of cruising most of the year anyway. But Chet is normally like 15-10. But 30-14 with 4 blocks, that's what we want to see Chet. SGA, 20 points, 11 assists, a steal and a block. Lou Dort had 3 steals. Jalen Williams, Lagarde, had 18 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals. Jalen Williams, the big, 5 points, 4 boards. Isaiah Joe, 21 points, 2 assists, 2 boards. And everyone else played, but it was not really like dominant. A.J. Mitchell, 7 points in the steal. And just a cruising game. for the Clippers, 20 points for Kawhi, 8 boards and a steal. John Collins, 12-9 with 3 steals. Derrick Jones, and John Collins has been a really, really disappointing year for him with the Clippers. Started horribly, eventually got going a little bit, but never really got to the John Collins that we've known in the past, who's been a top 50, top 60 fantasy guy. He just became a guy that was kind of just there and only productive because of minutes. Let's hope John Collins bounces back next year, or he may have to find a new team, and we'll see how that goes. But Derrick Jones Jr., 11-5 with the block. Brooke Lopez, 16-6 with 3 assists. Chris Dunn, 6 assists. Jordan Miller, 16-6 assists. Ben Mathurin, 10 points, a steal. Unfortunately, just 10 points, 3 or 8 from the field. I'll tell you every time, Ben Mathurin should be starting on this team. Or at least playing 30 minutes a night, but we'll see. Kobe Sanders, 17 points, 2 steals and a block. I don't know, man. I don't know. Ben Mathurin is too talented to be coming off the bench. Anyway, last and final game, the Suns defeated the Mavs 112-107. Marvin Bagley with 20 points, 8 boards and a block. And you know, this is why the NBA is talking about expansion. When guys like Marvin Bagley, Paul Reed, you know, a lot of guys like that, when they get minutes, they can put up big numbers like this. It's because some of those guys are just buried on the bench. There's enough talent for 2 more teams in this league. It's another guy that's on the top of my head that whenever he played, Jalen Williams for OKC. When he starts, he puts up great numbers. So it's just a lot of guys need more opportunity. Unfortunately, the tanking teams kind of make addition to the league look weird or irrelevant. But if these teams are all being competitive, there's a lot of talent out there. So that could be used in the NBA. Cooper Flagg, 11 points, 11 boards, a steal and a block. Max Christie, 18 points, a steal and a block. Ryan Nemhard, 9 points, 7 assists, 5 boards. Moussa Cisse, with no Daniel Gafford, 11 points, 9 boards and a block. Very helpful fantasy numbers. John Polakidis, my guy, 23 points and a block, 5 3-pointers, shot 8 for 12 from the field. And this guy is a special player. Great to see him finally have a really, really, really good game and be productive, you know, undrafted. And he playing better than guys that were drafted, like Tyler Smith, 15 minutes, nothing. AJ Johnson, 17 minutes, nothing. So I'm happy to see John Polakidis, one of the best shooters you've ever seen, especially pre-NBA, have a great performance. For the Suns, Dylan Brooks, 28 points and a steal. Devin Booker, 37 points, 9 assists, 5 boards. Jordan Goodwin, 9 points and a steal. Royce O'Neal, 14 points, 4 boards and a block. And Colin Gillespie with 13 points, 7 boards and a steal. So that is our 7-game wrap-up. If you have any questions, I'll get to them. I see my guy Amaro Nita has a question. I'll get to it right after we go over the top performers of the night. First, Jonathan Kuminga with 24 points, 6 boards off the bench. Donovan Mitchell, 31-7. Terrence Shannon Jr. with 33 points. Paolo with 28-6. Jericho Sims with a triple-double, 11-11-10. Jalen Duren, 21-9 with the block. Cedric Cowher, 27-6. Nikolai Jokic, 14-16-10. Denny Avia, 29-6-6. De'Aaron Fox, 25-7-3 steals. Chet Holmgren, 30 points, 14 boards, 4 blocks. Kawhi with 20-8. Marvin Bagley, 20-8. And Devin Booker, 37 points and 9 assists. Okay. What a night of fantasy basketball. But yes, I have a comment from Admiral Nita. What is a better ad? Guy Santos, Jaime Jaquez, or Jairus Walker? And all talented players, they're kind of all equal. Now, he's mentioning the games that they're playing against because that's important as well. Like, most of these guys are going to need bad teams to be very successful. I haven't seen what Jairus Walker has been doing recently off the top of my head, but I would think he's in the best position to get guaranteed minutes. Sometimes Gui Santos is off the bench. Jaime Jaquez is always off the bench. Jairus Walker sometimes starts, sometimes doesn't. So check the recent minutes for these guys, either Gui Santos or Jairus Walker for me. But I just seem like Jairus Walker hasn't been playing the last few games. Check into that. You might want to get back to me on Twitter so I can look up their box scores. And like I said, you're in the last week of the season. Last week itself was horrible with seeing who was going to play each game, who was going to start minutes, all that. This week is even worse because any of these three guys could be healthy and they could just be benched for no reason. You know what I mean? So you want to go with the guy that you trust the most to get minutes. And it's probably Gui Santos, because the Warriors are very depleted. But I just wish I could remember what Jairus Walker's been up to. So look into that. Check the box scores of all those three guys. And I wish you had more ads where you could just use one guy one day, get another guy the next day, get another guy the next day. If you have more ads, that's the best way to go. Because in this type of situation, you cannot trust a player to even play all three of these games. Because it's definitely silly season. And remember, next year, try not to have your league go into the last week of the season. Because we see teams like Memphis playing a team full of G Leaguers, basically. Washington, Brooklyn. It's not good. It's not good. I'm just going to say it's not good. I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, Aaron Moneta. Thank you so much to all of you for listening to the Bosco Breakdown. We very much appreciate you guys. We're presented to you by FanDuel. Follow me at William Is Bill. Follow at Ethos Fantasy NBA. Follow at Sports Ethos for more. And I'm going to be here with you all week. So, you know, I'm going to keep an eye out on all those three guys. Thank you, Aaron Moneta. Until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.